Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 100.7 Star Bubba Show in the morning hits all day and always available on the Odyssey app. Obviously, the news story broke. And I'm a little bit convinced, Melanie, that we broke the story because we were the first ones talking about it. And next thing you know, all the news stations are talking about it. CBS Sports is talking about it. It ended up on SportsCenter on ESPN. You saw the picture of a woman who shows up at North Park to play pickleball, just like a pickup game.
Right.
Has no idea who she's playing with, and it turns out to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Good morning, Bubba and Melanie. I'm doing great. How are you?
You are a celebrity.
You are.
Oh, my goodness. Who would have imagined from one pickleball game everything that would happen?
You know how you always hear, you're going to go viral, or that turned viral, or this is viral. Meg, you're viral, but in a good way.
Well, and now I know what that means. I mean, the kids talk about that all the time, and, you know, it's just an expression. I didn't ever think of what it actually meant.
Well, so let's start with, you wake up, what day did this happen? Sunday?
Saturday.
So Saturday you wake up and you're like, I'm in the mood to play some pickleball, and from what I've read, you're actually really good at it.
Well, I'm pretty fair, to be honest. On Saturday, I had done a hike with some friends. We took the dogs and did a big hike, and then when everybody else was done with that and I was leaving, I thought, I'm not ready to go home. I want to go play some pickleball.
So I didn't even know that was a thing. So I guess if you go to North Park, there's people playing pickleball, and you can just join in on games. Is that right?
Yeah, essentially so. There's one court where, like, this huge group of friends just knows that if you want to get a game, you know, there's probably going to be people there playing. So, you know, I've gone up times when no one is there, and, you know, it's about a 30-minute drive for me. So you get there, and you're like, boy, I really hope there are people there so I can get a game. And so that's what happened on Saturday. You know, I went up and I parked, and you park sort of, the courts are right in front of you. And I saw some people playing on the court where we typically play. And I was like, oh, yes, great. I'm going to be able to get a game. I was so glad. So, you know, I was sort of looking at them to see if they was any of the people that I knew, any of the friends. And, you know, I didn't at first. And then I was watching. I'm like, oh, they look like kind of new players. And I realized that it was, you know, two of them were playing a singles game, and, you know, one guy was just sitting on the bench right there. And I thought, geez, I wonder if he doesn't have a paddle. Maybe if I take my extra paddle and stroll up, you know, I can say, hey, let's, you know, play doubles. So that was my strategy.
Okay, so did he in fact have a paddle, or did he use your paddle?
No, he did have one.
Okay.
I guess that was just my, you know, hopeful thinking that was how I could weasel in. Mm-hmm.
And when you say he after the fact, who was the he that you thought didn't have the paddle?
Alex Highsmith.
Okay.
Got it.
So
I learned after that they had, you know, gone right to Dick's Sporting Goods, bought stuff to play, and went straight there to play.
That's hilarious.
So it was all like brand new stuff.
So so you had no idea that they were T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, and Alex Highsmith. You had no idea who they were. You just knew that they were large, athletic men that were playing pickleball. How did you approach them and say, hey, can I join your game?
Well, when I sat down on the bench, I just sort of said hi, and, you know, we're just sitting there watching, and pretty quickly they finished their singles game, and as they were walking off the court, it was TJ who was, you know, like on the side where I was, and I just said to him, I said, hey, let's take these guys on. And they all just sort of looked at me, and I was thinking that, you know, the look I was getting was the one I usually do when, you know, an old lady wants to play with a young bunch of young people, like, oh, my goodness, now are we going to have to play with her? And so they were immediately, like, so nice, and they were like, heck yeah, let's do it. And then I said, hi, my name's Meg, and, you know, they each said their names. I said hi to everybody, and, you know, we just started playing, and honestly, we probably played five or six games. And then all of a sudden I noticed, like, people were watching us. you know, they weren't playing pickleball, you know, on all the other courts. And I thought, oh, that's kind of weird, you know.
They identified how amazing of a player you were.
Yeah. Well,
Meg, hang on.
That's what I thought.
Meg, hang on for a second, because we want to finish what happens next. But I want you to hear who Meg thought she was playing with, okay? Because she didn't know she was playing with the Steelers. What a hoot.
Yes. Yeah, it just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.